Daber al bnei Yisrael v'yikhu li truma. V'yikhu li lishmi. V'yikhu li truma. We're talking about a contribution. All the different articles or materials that people could contribute to the building of the Mishkan. V'yikhu li lishmi. In my name. And what if it's not in Hashem's name? There's a collection. They're collecting for the Mishkan. No, it's got to be in Hashem's name. What is the significance of it being in Hashem's name? What if it's not? What if it's in the name of their favorite uncle? What if they quite like the idea of turning gold into a menorah? No, v'yikhu li lishmi. It's got to be lishmi. And the pasuk says, v'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. So first of all, v'asu li mikdash obviously could not mean build me a house. Hashem is homeless. Provide him with a shelter. And the same goes for the v'yikhu li truma. Hashem doesn't say, you know, I'm poor, I'm needy. Take up a collection for me. The li could not possibly mean for me. There is nothing the human being can give Hashem. The word li can have one meaning only, and that's in the name of Hashem. Not for me, but l'shem shamayim. Chazal are forced to translate the words li as meaning in my name. There's nothing we can give him. The only thing we ever give Hashem is the ability to give us. There's nothing we can give Him. Like the pasuk in Tehillim says, "Im erav lo omer loch." If I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you. Hashem says, "If I'm hungry, I don't need your help. All the animals are mine." Obviously, the point of the pasuk is that it's ridiculous. Hashem is the source to all existence. How could He need anything? Li means for my name. The Mishnah says in Avos and brings the pasuk from David HaMelech. Mishnah says, Tein lo mishalo. Sha'ato v'shalcho shalo. All you ever do is give Hashem what is His. You're His and everything you own is His. There's nothing you can give Hashem. It's His in the first place. So what are we doing when we're giving? What are we doing? It's His anyway. V'yikhu li teruma. It's not v'nosnu li teruma. We're not giving Him. All we're doing is v'yikhu li. We are separating in His name. We are taking of all the material wealth we've got that we relate to in different forms. You use it for this and for that. No, this is going to be different. This is li. This is L'shem Shamayim. And what does that accomplish? V'yosuli mikdash, and if you do that, v'shachanti b'socham, then Hashem says, I'll be there. Kavana. That is the one thing. Kavana. The fact that I now focus, the fact that I now make clear to myself, oh, this is L'shem Hashem. That gives you Shechina. That can warrant a divine presence. What makes something hektesh? What makes something the property of the Beis HaMikdash? What makes something into a kli shoreis, a vessel that is capable of making its contents something worthy of the altar? What does it? The fact that a Jew goes ahead and says, a Jew, the fact that a human being goes ahead and says, this is L'shem Hashem. This is hektish. What have you done? Your kavana has created a reality. And although there's so much going on in Parshas Truman and Tetzav in the building of the Mishkan, in the Big Day Kahuna, there's so many secrets there. The first basic message in the whole building of the Mishkan is the fact that a human being, by way of kavana, can turn something into the Shachanti B'Sochem. A place where the divine presence will become apparent. You give it a different reality. Kavana changes reality. In the negative, we know what the wrong kind of thought can do to Kodshim. Any sacrifice. A sacrifice. So the Kohen thinks, oh, I'm going to eat this on the wrong day. He thought about it. He didn't do anything wrong. What did he do? His intent was, you know, I'm going to want to eat this on the wrong day. Pigul. Doesn't work. It's not kosher. He ruined it. It is no longer a sacrifice. It is pigul. Intent creates realities in the positive and in the negative. We have to appreciate the fact that reality is very fine and very sensitive. That not only is everything we do a way of affecting reality, but also everything we think. And on the one hand, it's scary. On the other hand, there's a realization of how powerful the human being is. Thoughts create realities. Intent can change the state of an object to the point that v'shachamti b'socham. It is holy. It's different. It's set off. Hashem's presence is apparent. There are those who like turning religion into symbolism, nice ideas. You know, you do this and that represents all kinds of nice things, which essentially means that we're living in tradition, where religion is nice ideas. Judaism teaches us quite the opposite. Symbolism is not nice ideas. There's a reality to it. There's a reality to something which is a small scale, call it representation of something larger, but there's a reality to it. 10 men make a minyan. You know what that is? That is the Jewish nation. It is an Eidah. It is the congregation. It's the Jewish nation. But it's only 10. There are millions of Jews. There's a reality to it. Now it represents, we're not talking symbolism. There is a reality to it. Symbolism includes the fact that realities are intertwined. When something crucial, something important is shared, they've got something in common, it's not a matter of a coincidence. There's a reality to it. The difference may be one of scale, but when you're dealing with the finer existence, that's barely relevant. Kavana, the concept of kavana. Kavana in davening, kavana in chesed. They say over in the name of the altar of Slabodka about the baker who gets up in the middle of the night to provide the whole city with bread. Just think about it. His whole lifestyle is abnormal. He's got to work at night, sleep sometimes, so it's got to be by day, gets up in the dark, in the cold, for the sake of providing people with bread. The greatest Baal Chesed in the whole city. So the Alta from Slabodka used to say, and for a couple of kopekas, the smallest coin back there, he throws his whole Olam Haba away. It's all a matter of mindset. Listen, he's got to make a living, so he's got to charge money for it. But it's up to him to decide. When he gets out of bed and it's cold, what does he tell himself? Money? Or does he tell himself putting bread on everyone's table? It's all a matter of mindset. This isn't a game. It's for real. It's feeling the whole city. It's feeling the needs of everybody. Yeah, I'm providing them. I'm also taking money because I have to support my family. But that's secondary. It's all a matter of focus. And that defines who this man is. Are we talking about a Baal Chesed? Are we talking about someone who is a provider? Or are we talking about somebody to whom making a living is so important that he'll get up in the middle of the night? Which is a whole different thing. Nothing terrible, but a whole different thing. It's all a matter of mindset. In absolutely everything we do. Not only are we faced with the free will choices of right versus wrong, but then comes the question of intent. Then comes the question of focus. Where's your heart? And that determines whether something is pigul, whether something is defiled, or something is holy. Something is v'shachanti b'socham. Whether your belongings are mundane or your belongings are v'yikhuli. In the building of the Mishkan, it is brought down that Bezalel, master craftsman, but the Torah refers to him, Balev kol chacham lev nosati chochma, ru karasi b'shem Bezalel. In referring to Bezalel, it wasn't just that the man was a craftsman. There was some inner understanding. There was an insight that this man had that others didn't. And what the Svarim bring down is that he was able to judge from any material that was contributed. Just where was the person's mindset? What does this piece of gold or silver or copper, what does it really deserve to be? Where are we going to put it? And that depended on the person's mindset. when we talk of the consequences of your actions, and we understand that this isn't a pagan religion, so there's no big bully there who's out to get you every time you disobey. We understand that natural consequences mean that there's a reality to everything I do. And one of the most important lessons of the building of the Mishkan is that there's so much that mindset does as well. And the truth is that you find this throughout all of Judaism. You know, so much of halacha, so many sugyas throughout Shas are dealing with a person's mindset. Did he mean this? Did he mean that? What does a normal person mean? What would you mean under these circumstances? The rabbis decided he must have meant that. Whether you're dealing with business deals, whether you're dealing with vows, whether you're dealing with the laws of Tumah V'Tahara, ritual purity. Did he want the object to be wet? Did he not? When you washed the orange and then dried it, did you want it to be wet? Did you not want it to be wet? The Jew learns that intent makes such a difference. The Jew understands that the way he relates to every object determines whether or not it's going to be muktzah on Shabbos. The way you relate to your food determines what bracha you're going to make on it, why you're eating your food at this particular time, and possibly the intent of the cook, and possibly even the intent of the person who planted it. These things all make a difference. They determine realities. We understand that all that goes on in our mind is not a bunch of movies, not a bunch of images and vague ideas flashing on some kind of screen. We are creating by way of our thoughts. We create realities. And we have to train ourselves to think positively. We have to train ourselves to think in a way that what we're building is constructive. You know, by way of thoughts, you can change your whole mindset, which then changes your whole mode of behavior. The way you think of yourself changes the way you're going to behave, changes what you're going to have the ability to do, what you'll be able to stand up against. The way you think of others will ultimately mean the difference between speaking to them with respect or otherwise. The way you think of others will allow you to interpret whatever they've done to you in a more accurate way. The way you think of the people around you ends up determining whether you end up fighting or you end up cooperating. The way one thinks of a spouse makes the difference between a good marriage and an awful one. And it has very little to do with what's really going on. It's a matter of a mindset, where when negative thoughts come into your mind, you start thinking critically. You start seeing things always in a critical light. Eventually, you're going to do nothing but kill your relationships, and you have to stop yourself and say this is destructive. And you have to train yourself to think positive. You have to train yourself to interpret things in a positive light, which, by the way, in most cases is more realistic. Although at first thought it's the other way around, when you appreciate the way the human being works, most people mean well. They're a little messed up, but they mean well. We've all got our problems, but essentially we're good people. And certainly, people you're close to are not out to get you. You have to learn to go and change your thoughts, because thoughts create realities. And one of the things we learn in the Torah is that not only are the realities what may happen later, but there are realities created now. Training yourself to think positively. Catching yourself when you think negatively. Certainly when you're dealing with mitzvahs. Thinking about a mitzvah. The halacha is mitzvah srichas kavana. An essential element in every mitzvah is kavana. You can do the mitzvah. But what's your mindset that makes the difference between a possible bidyeved, maybe you get away with it, versus the greatest thing for you? It's all a matter of mindset. The yikuli truma doesn't mean you buy Hashem something. The asuli mikdash doesn't mean you give Hashem anything. It's all a matter of mindset. It's all a matter of creating direction in your mind. This whole level of existence, this whole sphere called kavana, is something that allows some of the greatest people to fly up to heaven, to do things whereby they're changing reality miles away. And we little people, we too change great things. We just don't know. We have so much power in our minds. It's so important to take advantage of it. And so important to make sure that your mind isn't stealing your greatness. Take advantage. It is the most powerful machine you've ever seen. It could change realities on every sphere of existence for generations to come. You don't even have to press a button. All you got to do is think. Better than any remote control that the human being has put together. All you got to do is think, and you are affecting realities galaxies away. Real realities. And certainly affecting your own life. This isn't science fiction. In daily life, we see how our thoughts affect us. So when Hashem comes along and says that all you get to see is a little bit, but there's so much more going on, v'shachanti v'socham, your thought can create a place for Shekhinah. When the Chumash says that, it's for real. And it's so powerful. Take advantage of it. It doesn't take all that much effort. All you got to do is think. No exertion. All you got to do is think. And you can affect so much.